AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Americans are souring on President Obama's approach to fighting the Islamic State, according to an AP GFK poll. More than 6 in 10 reject his handling of the threat posed by the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, where he's been escalating the U.S. military's involvement in a bid to break a stalemate. British and U.S. officials say they have information suggesting the Russian plane that went down in the Egyptian desert may have been brought down by a bomb, mentioning chatter involving Islamic State militants.
The British government says it cannot categorically say why the plane went down in the Sinai Peninsula, but it does say new information makes it concerned a bomb may well have been to blame. U.S. officials raised that possibility yesterday while revealing satellite imagery, ruling out a missile strike.
AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani. GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio says he'll release all the statements from an American Express card he shared with the Republican Party in Florida. More from the AP Shirley Smith.
The American Express card is one of several financial problems Marco Rubio has faced in his career, from a bank moving to foreclose on a house he part owned to some questionable accounting of political funds. GOP rival Donald Trump criticized Rubio, saying this week that Rubio is a disaster with his credit card.
Pressure continues to mount on NBC to cancel Donald Trump's guest host appearance on this weekend's Saturday Night Live. Juan Escalante is with a coalition that delivered petitions to the network calling for Trump to be dropped from the show.
After delivering 500,000 names, there is no clear answer as to what exactly NBC plans to do. And to me, that's unacceptable.
An organization that assists survivors of officers killed in the line of duty has asked the family of Joe Glinowitz to return a $15,000 donation. Authorities say the Illinois officer staged his suicide in September. This is AP Radio News. Luke Bryan, Chris Stapleton, Little Big Town had much to smile about at the Country Music Association Awards.
Strip it down, down, down.
Luke Bryan was full of kisses when he won Entertainer of the Year, but the kisses were for his trophy. Chris Stapleton won the awards for Male Vocalist, New Artist, and Album of the Year for Traveler. He says he's unbelievably grateful because he's worked with so many people who voted for him. Little Big Town won 3 awards, including Single of the Year for Girl Crush. Singer Karen Fairchild thanked country gatekeepers for not letting a lyrics controversy keep fans from their music.
The fans want to hear it. They want to hear it.
I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Former President George H.W. Bush is for the first time publicly criticizing key members of his son's administration. According to the New York Times, a biography of the nation's 41st president coming out next week contains his sharply critical assessments of former Vice President Dick Cheney and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.